I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells.
Howdy, Kinks and KFNS listeners everywhere. This is Need to Read, and welcome to the show. You know, this show is about reading for fun, profit, and understanding, and the development of habitual critical thinking. One of the most important things that we need to develop in our life, the skill of reading and the skill of critical thinking, so that when you read something that is obviously not true, you are able to understand it. And it's pretty hard because there's a lot of stuff parading around as truth that really is not true at all. And today we have, as guests in our studio today, we have a musical group of three young ladies, and their mother, Gretchen, has brought them here to be our guest. We have Mia.
Hi.
And now I've forgotten that one.
Kylie.
Kylie. Yeah. Oh, there you go. And Lila.
Lila.
Okay, Lila. And you guys look like you're maybe like 10 or 11, maybe 12 or 13, maybe 15 or 16. Maybe?
16.
16?
Yeah.
So, and how long have you guys been playing?
Together we've been playing for about 2 years, but performing has always been like a part of our life since like ever.
Yeah.
So you grew up with music around you and with instruments to play. I remember seeing the video you guys play the guitar.
Yeah.
All three of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you play any other instruments?
We play piano and ukulele, and Kylie plays
mandolin. Yeah.
Mandolin, that's a great instrument.
Yeah, and I'm trying to learn like a lot of other instruments. I'm the one who like really, I'm trying to learn bass, violin.
Yeah, you attempted that.
Yeah, well, I'm still attempting that.
Bass is really, really important. It's just important as harmony and the other parts of the music. In fact, good bass can really add a lot to a piece. Let me see what we have here. Okay, where are you guys performing right now?
Right now, well,
yesterday we just,
Do you have any upcoming dates?
Next summer. Yes. Yeah. We did the Summerton Tamale Festival yesterday, which was like, for like 5,000 to 10,000 people. So it was
at the Tamale Festival? And where was that at?
It was in Summerton.
Where's Summerton at?
It's
like right next to Yuma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I remember now. It is out there. Well, that's an interesting place to be and have a tamale festival. Did you guys eat a lot of tamales?
I did.
No?
They didn't. I did.
Because I don't know how it tastes.
It's good.
Oh, they're fantastic. They are good. You just got to unwrap them and everything. So what is the tamale festival about? It just tamales and everybody gets together for...
It's basically
basically
a fundraiser for...
It's to raise money for, like, ASU scholarships, right?
Yeah.
So that's, like, their main fundraiser.
Yeah, they have music all night.
Lined up all night. And
that's kind of out there in the desert, I would say, isn't it?
I'm so used to just being around dirt.
Well, the summer tent, I mean, the Tamale Festival, it's right in the middle of the town. Like, you drive into Summerton, and then they have the roads blocked off. So just the streets are filled with people. When we were there, there was about 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
it was huge.
Throughout the whole day, they get about 30,000 people throughout there going to listen to the music.
Is this an annual event?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, that's something that I definitely want to remember to go to next summer. When was this?
It was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
And in October, we had Kids at Hope and Bridget's Gift, which were huge gigs. So, and we know that we're booked to do Kids at Hope again next year. We're hoping that we can do Bridget's Gift again, but...
So how many gigs do you all, have you all done so far?
A lot.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, let me see. Andrew says that I should ask you, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Ooh.
I got an answer.
Then you answer
first. Yeah. it's not officially a Christmas song, but like there's like this mashup of like The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. So yeah, that's my answer.
Mariah Carey is that's like, great. Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
So when you guys when you gals are performing, what is the kind of music that you like to perform?
It's
kind of a folky is what I seem like.
Yeah, that's like a good, that's a good word for it, because like we'll have like a mixture of like pop and country, yeah, and like the occasional like alternative, but like as a whole I would say like sort of that folkish vibe.
I bet you guys could, y'all could name, you could name many people that you admire as far as music goes, and I probably wouldn't know any of them. I'm just wondering, do you know anything about, have you heard anything, know about Woody Guthrie or Arlo Guthrie?
No. Not
those
me.
Those are names that are sticking out, I feel like.
Somewhere. Somewhere there should be.
Somewhere.
I don't know.
I can't even hear what you're saying there, guy. You see,
I'm just saying, they probably don't even know who Arlo Guthrie is.
No, not at all, not at all. But as you guys get older and you begin to do more music, and you obviously your curiosity will be piqued, and mm-hmm. you'll start discovering things. Y'all know who the Beatles are, probably.
Yeah.
And how old is that? That's 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, so, it's a while.
But the music survives beyond. It's like when I listen to something by Beethoven or Mozart, which mm-hmm. is hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely incredible music. When I listen to some of the old songs that were done back in the Jitterbug days, back in the Roaring Twenties.
Oh.
They had some wild music back then.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like rock and roll, but it had the same kind of intensity, that you, when they got out there and did the jitterbug and dancing to that wild music, it was like when you see people with rock and roll, or you see when you have like they call it country rock,
mm-hmm.
and people get out and they dance, and they're not just dancing slowly, they're really moving around, doing cowboy moves and stuff, you know, country western moves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I imagine that, do y'all like to dance as well? Got to dance without any moves, without any steps.
Oh my God!
We don't have to talk
about
that. Because
you let the music move you around.
I mean, I'll admit, I did some good old Just Dance 4 in my.
Oh, true.
Square dancing. Oh, square dancing's fun though. It really is. I always liked it, although it was kind of embarrassing. You know, we're in junior high school and stuff, and you had to go pick your partner and all that stuff, you know. But it was really great because, you know, the caller would call it out, and then you just perform the steps after you learn what they are.
Yeah.
You know, do-si-do, ring around, parliament, and all that other stuff. It was great. And let's see. You've been playing ever since you were kids. You grew up with music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys know the difference between a do and a G and a sol,
mm-hmm.
or a G and a C.
Yeah.
And which I don't. Now I grew up in a family where we played in churches and stuff, and and my family group was plagued by me having to be in it, but because they put me on a trumpet, and I wasn't all that great, and you know how a trumpet's nice and loud, so everything came across real good with what I was doing. But it really instilled in me the love for music, and still to this day I can read music, even though I can't read it and play it like the rest of my siblings can. I can still read it, and I understand what it means, and it really helps me out. So now we're going to be coming up to a break here, I imagine, in a few minutes, so I just want to know, let me see what we can do. Christmas traditions. I guess I have a question here about your Christmas traditions.
Well, we always put three little, like, light-up reindeer outside of our house. But
Five.
So,
That's
a thing.
That's a thing. Yeah, I think one of the most probably, like, one of those traditions that always, like, I automatically think of when, like, Christmas comes around is just, like, just going to Candy Cane Lane is probably one of them.
Every year.
Yeah, that's always super fun.
Well, that's a great thing about Christmas. It is such a festival time, and we supposedly, and most people really do feel this way, that it is a time to wish goodwill and peace on earth for all people. And that's why I like Christmas. I was raised without Christmas. That was why when Andrew asked you if you celebrated Christmas, I thought, well, there ain't that many people that don't. You know, there's the Mormons, I think. I'm not sure, the Jehovah Witnesses, evangelical Christians, some of them don't. And that was what I was raised as. And we never had Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we were always like jealous of all everybody else had Christmas and stuff. But the songs, the music always attracted me. And to this day, I'll request a Christmas song in the middle of the year, just because I like the way it's sung, like Mariah's Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
That is such a powerful song, and she has such a powerful voice. She just comes right in there and says, oh, Santa Claus, you know. It just makes you want to jump up and kind of move around a little bit. And it's got really nothing much to do with Christmas, actually. Mm-hmm. It's got to do with the music that is coming in and just making you feel good inside.
Every highway has seen better days, the morning after blue.
Welcome back to Need to Read. We're here with the Gwynns, and they are a musical performing group of young ladies, and I think their manager mother. And you, mm-hmm. and they're going to talk to us now about where they're performing and the things they're doing. Take it away, Gretchen.
Okay. They recorded three of their originals this summer in Nashville. So those three songs, Superman, Natural Disaster, and You're Gonna Miss Me, you can get on iTunes and Spotify and
basically
Amazon.
Apple.
Yeah. That's kind of what they're working towards, is that when they do gig, they do a lot of covers and original music. And the goal is just to get the rest of their original music,
like an album,
recorded. Because right now they just have the three that are professionally recorded, but they've got quite a few at home that we need to get the rest of them recorded so that they can have a full album, because they are, they're not under a label or anything. So we fund everything. They're independent. So, it's not cheap.
Do you make CDs? Or do you just perform online?
Well, they have, you can download their music and purchase it online. We don't have actual CDs yet. Okay.
That's what we're working on.
That's what we would like to get the rest of the original music recorded so that they can have a full album. So right now it's, the three are online. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is You're Gonna Miss Me a cover?
No, that's an original song. They've got three of them that are recorded. And they, on their Instagram, which is at Gwyn Sisters, they have clips of their other original music, too, the ones that aren't recorded that
Gwyn
you can download.
Sisters.
But, yes, at Gwyn Sisters.
At Gwyn Sisters.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook. And they've got a YouTube right now, too, that you can find them under Gwyn or Gwyn Sisters,
and
but yes,
yeah,
everything is at everything is at Gwyn Sisters, GWYNNSISTERS.
So, what covers do you do?
Kind of a bit of everything. Like,
yeah, like we
do
have
a lot of pop, country.
Like some of
that. We do some Taylor Swift, Cranberries, Dixie Chicks.
Cranberries. You know, they have a song I really like, but I can't remember what it is. I just remember I heard it one time and I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw that it was the Cranberries did it. You know, on a lot of today's radios, they tell you who the digital comes up and tells you who the performer is and stuff, who the artist is, what the music is. So that's pretty cool. I've learned a lot of different songs that I knew all these years and didn't know who played them and stuff, you know. So that's pretty cool.
Like, what would you say the genre is that you guys always do?
That we always do?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, just anything, like, I guess it kind of all surrounds pop.
And like, whatever would sound good on, like, three acoustic guitars.
Yeah. There you go. And you might have to transpose the music if you were doing a cover on it to do that.
That's what you guys do. You take a song that's the thing too with their,
with their music, kind of any song that they take and that they cover, like, for instance, like Cranberries, they've done Zombie.
you know, that's such like a cool, like a rock song, but whatever song that they cover, it does take on their trademark sound because the way their songs are is they trade off on verses and then they harmonize and, that's what people are kind of so drawn to too, is that there's these three sisters that harmonize together so beautifully. You don't hear that so much in music these days. There's usually like one lead singer and then like some background harmony. So their sound, I feel like, is fairly unique, you know, and it's not.
Cause like what people say is like, there's three sisters like with completely different voices. Like they sound different. They have like unique voices, but like when they come together as a harmony, like it's like it blends so well together, even though it's so like unique, each individual voice.
That is one of the great foundations of music is harmony.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's incredible how important that is. Yeah. It's also incredible how important a merry melody is. Something that you cannot get out of your head. I mean, you can have all of, you know, the professional, you know, the music can be all set up the way it's supposed to be set up, has all the proper chords and harmonies, but if you haven't got a little tune that sticks in your head, you're not going to remember it. Yeah. And that's why every song you see that makes the big time, it's got some little tune that you just can't get out of your head. What's that guy that made that happy, I'm happy song? That guy made millions off of that. I'm happy, that's all it is. Yeah. And it's got a little tune that goes on. It's really quite incredible. Music, the infinite a variety of melodies and tunes. There is absolutely no end to the different melodies and tunes you can make out of these eight tones.
Yeah.
Eight tones and three octaves,
what
basically.
What do you guys say about, like, with chord progression, like, when you're writing and stuff? Like,
yeah, like...
What do you mean?
You know, I should have my older son, my younger son here,
chord
Eli.
Progression and write,
and he would...
A million different songs out of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It all consists of like, usually like four chords and...
Exactly.
Yeah, usually we just play something and we're like, oh, it sounds good. And if it sounds similar to something else, we might just like change the key. And
a little bit,
completely different.
Or change
just
the
like
tempo.
Change the order of the chords and sometimes we throw in like a little...
You can change just how much you hesitate between one note and the next and that makes a difference in the way the song goes. The melody... It's just, it's really incredible how, you know, there's a story that I read in one of my books, because I read a lot, and this is where I've gotten all my knowledge, is from reading. I dropped out of high school and all that other stuff. And but there was this man whose daughter came home from school, and she told them how in music class they were learning this popular song that was going around at the time. And he was incensed. You know, here I'm sending her to music class and they're learning popular songs. So he went down there and gave the dean a hard time. Says, you know, what is this popular song stuff? What about Beethoven and da 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 da? You know, and the dean goes, you know what, I think you're right. And I shouldn't be ignoring those things. And the guy walks away from the interview. He's all proud of himself. You know, I said, I really told it to him. He starts whistling some popular song that was going around at the time. He didn't even realize he was doing it because it was the melody.
Yeah.
You cannot get, when you listen to Beethoven, Mozart, Schubert, many of all the other ones, they have melodies in them that you can. When I'm listening to KBOC, the classical station here in Phoenix, most of the time I can't listen to it. It's like boring classical music. Because they have all these crashes and these booms and this, that, and the other, but they don't have a little melody that pervades the music.
Yeah.
Whereas
Franz
Schubert, he's got this little melody he starts with, and it's throughout the piece. Oh, he's got all that other stuff, too. But that melody just keeps coming back. And pretty soon you're left with it. When you're done with hearing that maybe 30-minute piece, right? It's that little melody that sticks with you. It sticks with you, and that's what's really, and that's what I kind of liked about your music when I heard it. I could tell right off you had little melodies, you had some good harmony, and even though it was just on a cell phone, you know, it sounded pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to see where you guys are going, and I hope that you're going to stay on for the another segment.
We will if we...
I don't know what they've got planned. I forget what...
I don't know.
They're nodding at me and something, fingers out. Okay, stay on for another segment because there's more things I'd like to know about your music and the listeners would like to know about it. And so at this point, though, we have 2 minutes to the next break. and The Origin of Gwyn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, are we talking about your ancestors?
Like what how, you that was, like how we started.
No, how your music, together. How you guys started on your music, which is, you kind of grew up with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing in the world, to have that kind of, I know my daughter, when I forced her to have piano lessons, she was, you know, afterwards she said, look, you know, I didn't like them and I'm not going to play the piano, but I really appreciate being able to read music even to this day, you know, so,
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So, now when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with the Gwyn sisters and about their music, and I'm going to encourage them to read some, maybe read a short story or two if they have time, which I know it's hard. That's why I recommend short stories,
mm-hmm.
because you get involved in these novels and you gotta spend a lot of time and then you gotta keep track of all the characters and the subplots and this, that, and the other. But a short story, it comes on quick and strong and you're done with it and you can feel the impression. And I think that, short stories are very, very powerful.
Yeah.
They're like little pieces of music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll have some recommendations for you at the end of the next segment. And, I just wanted to, go ahead. And I got three of these here that you, and whoever does the most reading, I guess we'll take the thickest one.
Oh,
they're not laminated.
Oh, this is
just,
so cool.
Thank
reprints.
You.
They're just reprints. And we're going to be right back with the third segment with the Gwyn sisters and their mother Gretchen, and maybe Andrew might do some of the interviewing, I'm not sure. But we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin.
Welcome back. We're here with the Gwyn sisters and their mother Gretchen, their musical group called Gwyn. And they're going to do a little performance for us, but first I'm going to ask them about, to explain the inspiration for these songs. There's three songs, Superman, Natural Disaster, and You're Gonna Miss Me, which are original compositions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Superman, what is, that's not about that guy flying through the air and stuff.
No, it's basically kind of like wondering if, like, someone, like, in the perspective of the girl, like, if she'll ever really find, like, the one for her, but, like, mm-hmm. She's like, one day it'll happen, but right now I don't need to focus on that. I'm just gonna keep on going to the person I...
Lovey-dovey.
Yeah, basically.
90% of songs on the that come out are all about love or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And Natural Disaster?
You want to take that one?
It's basically about this girl, and she's just... Things don't really go right for her. She's kind of a mess. So,
was she, like...
Emotionally, so then this song is basically, like, it's a bunch of metaphors...
metaphors.
Of like, you know, like natural disasters comparing to her life.
The title itself is a metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's very good. That's, I'm glad to hear that kind of, you know, your ability to understand what a metaphor is. But, You're Gonna Miss Me.
So You're Gonna Miss Me is basically about this girl who was through a breakup and she's like, you know what? You're gonna miss me. Like, you're gonna miss everything about me. You're gonna regret what you did to me.
Yeah.
Things like that. So
it sounds like a typical lovey-dovey song. Is it?
Yeah.
That's what, music is funny. Human beings, we run in such patterns, and yet each and every one of us are experiencing that great here and now life. You know, we the past is gone. The future's kind of uncertain, but we know that we're living today, right now, and everything we do is going to influence the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really think is so important about all of our experiences here, is that whatever we do is going to be part of our future. And so I'm very concerned that our young people are educated and learning to read and learning their music and being inspired. You're a great inspiration to me, y'all.
Aww,
very great.
Thank you.
You're an incredible mother to be doing that. And even they probably don't even realize the value of what you're giving them. They will. They'll live back to us even more. But,
thank
you know,
you.
They're great kids already. And you guys are going to do a little piece for us.
Kylie,
give us a key.
Christmas, right?
Yeah. So we're going to be singing a little bit of Hallelujah. So.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to you need to give the key. Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
One.
Maybe there's a kind of path, but all I ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a call and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see you have a Pink Floyd shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And do you have a favorite Pink Floyd song? Not really.
Doesn't.
You see, my mom got me the shirt.
I was going to say.
It was my mom's shirt, and then I kind of stole
rainbow
it
from... I thought that was cool.
No, yeah.
Stole it from me.
No, I kind of stole it from my mom because I thought it was cool, and it fit me, and... We don't have to talk about the rest, okay?
Pink Floyd. Mm. Yeah, well, their music is okay. It gets a little, you know, long and hairy and stuff, but they get some good harmony.
Like, when we
were
at the store and I saw the mug, I was like, oh, look how cool that is. And then my dad was like, do you even know one of their songs? And I'm like,
their songs?
And Mia, you have, is that?
Water Parks.
Water Parks.
Yeah. We just saw their concert.
That's a band, Water Parks.
It's like a band that I've been like, we saw them here.
Crescent Ballroom.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
It was at the Crescent Ballroom. It was awesome.
Yeah. What ballroom?
Crescent Ballroom.
The Crescent Ballroom?
Yeah. They're super cool. I've been like, listening to them since.
They were so interactive. I didn't even know that I knew all of their songs. And like, I was out there like singing all their songs, and my dad was like impressed, and I was impressed in myself because I was like, how do I know all of these songs?
And then you started singing along with Turbulent. I'm like, child, you are 11 years old.
Turbulent?
Yeah.
Is that another group?
It's one of the songs by them.
Oh, okay. Who are they again?
Water Parks.
Water Parks. Yeah, I have to try to remember that. Water Parks. Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have a favorite group? And who's that? Is that Mariah Carey?
This is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah. Okay, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is one of your favorite.
I don't really have a favorite, but yeah. I mean, I like her songs.
I mean,
yeah.
Taylor Swift is cool. I don't know too much about her songs. I just remember one about. Let me see. She wore tennis shoes and the other girl wore high heels
and
she was competing with it for her, the boy. That's, it's got a great melody to it.
You
belong with me, right? Yeah.
How can you not?
Yeah. It's got a great little tune to it.
Mm-hmm. She's
great. She's so good.
Yeah.
Gosh, she just passed Michael Jackson for the most awards.
She got Artist of the Decade, right?
Artist of the Decade, that's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. She is quite incredible.
She deserved it.
Yeah.
She definitely did.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, that's singer-songwriter right there.
Exactly
what, you know.
Now she's in Cats the Movie.
Cats the Movie.
Something.
Hey, you know, a Christmas song that y'all would probably do real good with because it's this version of, what is it? It's We Three Kings.
Mm-hmm.
The version that there's all many renditions, obviously. You know, that's one of the Christmas songs are great because everybody does them, right? So you get all these different versions of them. There's even more than one version of Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
I think maybe there's two or three. Obviously, Burl Ives is the one that's always played. You know who Burl Ives is? That big hefty guy?
No,
okay, I just wondering. That's the one they usually play, but anyway, this version of We Three Kings, it uses, the hollow body, guitar as the backup. And it's a really great version. I forget, it came up on my radio screen and I can't remember who did it, exactly, because, you know, my, it's just got a little screen, so half of the words only come across halfway, so you gotta, like, half of the word, then the next thing is another half of the word. By the time you get over, you're still driving, you know, you can't tell them playing that, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a great, it's a great rendition of We Three Kings.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, and it's done on the Hollow Bodies, well, I can't remember who played it though, but any kind of music that you discover, that is, if you want to go back and look at old music too, because nothing that you've done is probably any different than someone else has done. It's, maybe you put your own little spin on it, you put a little bit different tune on it, but all those chords, all those harmonies, all those progressions, my son Eli, and I wish he was here because he would really talk to you guys, but he's talking about, well, you know, if you have a, you know, your fifth minor and a, you know, something other major and you put it together and I'm thinking, okay. But I have a somewhat of an idea of what he's talking about, but he really understands it. And that's what I'm, you guys studied music?
Yeah, kind of.
You gave him music lessons?
Yeah, I mean, they started piano lessons when they were in like second, third grade.
Yeah.
So they've been reading music, and their piano teacher, you know, taught them theory and everything.
Theory,
so they,
there you go.
They have really vast knowledge of music. And then when they picked up guitar, that was fairly easy for them because they already had so much training with piano and reading music and stuff, so then it was kind of an easy transition. So, yeah.
All right, well, we're coming up to our third break, and we'll be going into the last segment of the show. And I want to encourage the... What did he say?
One minute.
Thanks. You guys are right on top of it. You know exactly what to do with this host. Sometimes they used to cut me off, and when I was down here last year, they'd cut me off right in the middle of sentences because I would never pay attention. but the theory of music and the way it builds harmony in the Western style, but you know you have your Eastern style too, which is a little bit different. And maybe we could talk about that when we come back. I'm not sure, but we'll see you guys back here for the last segment of the show.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. We'll be right back, everybody.
Something you better take care of. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs, sometimes I think it's a sin. When I feel like I'm winning, when I'm losing again.
Welcome back, and hope you're enjoying those little segments of Gordon Lightfoot. We all have that feeling once in a while that we feel like we're winning when we're losing again. It's what you call, what is that called when you don't know what the heck you're doing in life half the time? I forget what the word is. But we know what the Gwynn sisters are doing.
Exactly.
We have the Gwynn sisters here, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're after music, and they're after performing, and they're after maybe a little fame. Mm-hmm. But more than anything else, I kind of suspect they're after the music because it just inspires them so much. And so I want to let you all just talk about a little bit, each one of you in turn, about what the music means to you and what you are curious about as far as the future in music goes, or do you wonder about where music from the past, what goes through your heads when you think about what you're doing right now? And I'll start with Lila.
Lila.
I'm sorry, Lila.
You got it close.
Close enough, huh?
Close enough. Okay, so, like, when I think of music and stuff, I think of, well, first of all, it makes me, like, happy. It, like, I get happy when I listen to it because, like, well, not just happy, just a lot of emotions go through your, like, mind because there's sad songs, there's happy songs. Like, just, it's a lot of emotions.
Absolutely.
And I love listening to music because then it's like, if I'm having a bad day, dude, listen to happy songs. And so, yeah. So
if you're feeling down, you can listen to a tearjerker.
That too. That too.
It's true.
So.
And Kyleen?
Kylie.
Yeah.
Well, for me, music is just like,
It's very therapeutic. Like, you can express, like, all of your emotions with, like, so many different songs. And, like, even writing music, too. Like, you can kind of empty out how you're feeling just in a song, and it'll, like, I don't know. It's very empowering. I don't know.
Do you hear the notes as you're, do you write notes on paper when you're composing?
No. Like, the notes kind of, like, we just remember the notes as we write the words. I don't know.
As you're writing the words down to the lyrics to a song, those words you're putting notes to the words, the syllables, in a way, so that, you know, you're already at that point, like a one word that is not going to be just one, like a quarter note. It's going to be maybe a long, or maybe a whole note, or even two half notes hooked together or something. However, I forget what that's called anymore, where you hold that for maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds. You know, like in the middle of the song, you go, oh, right? Three different notes. Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing like that. Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, what I was wondering if you do that while you're writing the words down even?
Yeah, or sometimes a melody will come first and we'll put words to the melody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes in different, if you have a thought or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't, we don't really have like a routine way of writing songs.
Okay.
Like sometimes we even start with just chords.
Uh-huh, just a few chords to see how that goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have, well, I'm reminded of a song by, forget who it is, but he says that he has a dance that has no steps, because he lets the music move him around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, what about you?
Huh?
Right. And it is your turn.
Oh. Well.
Mia.
My name was right.
That's the only one I could remember right.
Music to me is always like, it's like with about like connecting with people, like creating a connection. Cause like it's one of those universal things like that really brings people together. Like if you're listening to a song by a certain artist, like they're not like singing to you specifically, but sometimes it'll feel like they're telling you a story, and like you'll find a song or like an album like at a time in your life where like, oh, I really needed to hear this, or like I'm not alone. I actually like feel like I can put this emotion through words.
The words are almost burning in your soul in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like you didn't know they were there until they were like sung to you by someone you look up to. And like same thing when performing music, like you feel a connection with the people and like that you're performing to, and you just like, you can just like feel like everyone around you and be like, it's cause of like the ringing of a guitar or like the, like, that kind of stuff.
Similar to what Lila said.
Yeah.
About how it's a connection to people. And mm-hmm. I think you even referred to that yourself as well. All three of you have said sort of the same thing mm-hmm. about how it connects you to people, as well as a couple of other things. You were talking about sad and happy, and you were talking about, I forget now, but it was kind of, it was like, metaphors. You were talking about a metaphors too, as far as music is a metaphor. And yet all three of you come to the same thing. It brings a connection to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does. You know, it's kind of like, especially when you're amateurs, and you're not amateurs, I could tell you that. I can see you guys are very comfortable with that. But when you're amateurs like me and stuff, when once in a while I'd be singing with somebody, and we actually did a good job. We were actually in harmony, and we kind of look at each other real quick. But it's embarrassed. We're kind of embarrassed because, you know, that's not something that you'd right away, a normal person is able to deal with. But musicians have a real affinity with each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's because of the connection to music and the connection, the way you feel when you do something, really, when you're strumming that really, and the notes come out exactly perfect, and your fingers are doing it without you even telling them, you feel that incredible connection to something, and I think it's just, it's a really wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Music is actually, music is very old too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the beat is very old. Think of how exciting it was to be around the campfire, and the hunters are telling their stories of what they did on the hunt. And then you begin to have a festival of some drums beating and people dancing. That must have been some of the most inspiring times of human life. Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, they didn't have any inconvenience. They were living day to day, having to hunt their animals and to eat and everything.
Yeah.
And yet, at the end of the day, they were bound together by the pleasure of learning hearing the music and listening to each other tell stories. Mm-hmm. And that's probably where music came from. I'm sure it did. In fact, there's if you all ever have a chance to read anything by Jack London, then you will see that he deals in those kind of themes.
Yeah.
Where the human being is bound together by our struggles and our triumphs. And when we make music together, it is like it's like a bonding of our souls almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's really inspiring. And you guys are inspiring me. That's really fantastic. I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. And I really, let's go around and make sure that we remind everybody where you're going to be performing. We'll start with Lila. Where are we going to be performing that you want to make sure everybody knows?
Okay. We're going to be at Lutz
Casino.
Lutz Casino in Yuma, Arizona.
Lutz Casino in Yuma.
January 10th. So.
January 10th.
And you can also find us on Instagram, like with more information at Gwyn Sisters, and also on our website, www.gwynmusic.com, like it shows all of our performances, like in concerts coming
Instagram
up.
Instagram is where you're most.
Instagram and?
Instagram. Up to date.
Like other places you can find our music?
Yeah.
Spotify, Amazon, what else is there? Bad with technology.
Apple Music.
What kind of technology?
I was just saying I don't know how technology works. I'm like, Spotify, Amazon, something else with it.
Apple Music. iTunes.
And iTunes.
Did you already say Amazon?
I already said Amazon.
But on January 10th, you say?
On January 10th, yes.
And you're going to be at the
Lutz Casino.
In Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to try to join them in there, but if you can't, then pick them up on Spotify, YouTube. Remember, the Gwyn Sisters.
Yeah, find us.
Gwyn or Gwyn Sisters. G-W-Y-N-N.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lila. G-W-Y-N-N. Okay. And, you know, we're coming up to probably last minute of the show here, and I want to remind everybody that this show is about reading for fun, profit, and understanding, and the development of habitual critical thinking. And it includes all reading of all things, including music, which is really important. And if you can, please try to learn hieroglyphics and any other language you can. And do you speak any other language?
No.
Not really.
We sing some Latin songs in choir sometimes.
Cool. Latin is a good basics. We all know tamales, enchiladas, adios.
I was trying to learn French, but
hey.
I think we've done Un Poco Loco, but like that's barely.
All right, guys, and we're going to be back next week with Need to Read, and we really thank the Gwyn Sisters and their mother Gretchen for coming on and giving
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. We really enjoy it. We will hope to have you guys back again, and I want to encourage you guys to read if you have chance. I know you don't have a lot of chance, but read a short story. Pick out a little short story and read it and see what it does to you. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you can get back to me and tell me how you liked it.
Okay.